This is Fido Friendly Travel Talk. Here's your host, Susan Sims.
Hey everybody, it's Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk, brought to you by Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. My guest today is Randall Smalley with Cruise America. Hi Randall, welcome to the show.
Thank you, so excited to be on. How are you?
Oh, well, we're doing great out here, and I'm so excited about the centennial for Route 66 and really thrilled to get to talk to you about Cruise America. You know, I see Cruise America all the time, right? When we're traveling, it doesn't really matter what time of the year. That was one of the things I was going to talk to you about is for people that are traveling with pets, which is our audience, what would you say the percentage is of those who will rent for their vacation? And is there ever a time, I guess summer would be the high time for that. But what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so about 40% of our business actually comes domestically from Americans in the US. And then we have an international book of business as well into North America. So for the domestic customer or the American or Canadian that visits the USA, I'd say it's probably close to, 40% of that number are traveling with pets. I think the unique part of that quickly is that we're fully supportive of pets, any pets you have. And so going camping and having the ability to bring, your furry friends, so to speak, is exciting, where a lot of other vacation options don't give it, support, or it might cost more money, or there's more planning involved. So we encourage people to bring pets. We've been pet friendly since we were founded.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the centennial. Why did Cruise America jump on board to this most wonderful 100-year anniversary?
Yeah, so when the 100th year anniversary came up and many years, we've been around for 50 plus years, we don't really follow our customer's journey, from start to finish, right? We provide a great RV experience, we educate them, and they get on the road and they plan their trip. But as things have evolved over the years, a lot of people need help planning. And so one of the core trips for many, many people for many, many years has been Route 66. And I think what makes Route 66 so much more unique from visiting a national park or going to a specific city or just going out in nature is the history of Route 66 and what it brings about with American culture. And so we find that Americans and international customers love learning about American history through a road trip. So what got us excited about the 100th year was, the milestone, but more importantly, the fact that we have a lot of demand for this type of trip and this specific route. And there's no better way to do it than in an RV where you can camp along the way.
So how far in advance, given the fact that we're celebrating 250th year for America, yay, and 100 for the centennial, how far, especially this year, how far in advance should our listeners who are interested in Cruise America, what would you suggest for them to get their foot in the door to be able to rent one of these?
Yeah, I think when it comes to planning, I would start thinking about it now. We're a seasonal business, as you know, and so Memorial Day to Labor Day is the peak season for getting outdoors. But booking the reservation, I think you still have time. There's a lot of resources out there, like the Centennial being the primary one, where you can learn about what this journey is and how to do it. And we have a lot of blog content that supports that. But most of our customers generally book 30 days in advance on average, an American customer. International does book a little further out, but you do want to start thinking about the planning now because it's going to be a busier summer with this, centennial and the 250th anniversary. And you want to make sure that you can get campgrounds and stuff. So I would start the thought process now. I think making a reservation doesn't have to be immediate, but I think, the sooner the better.
And so how many first timers are you seeing? I personally haven't driven an RV myself. So how many first time RV people would you guesstimate will come into Cruise America?
Yeah, I would say most of our business actually starts with first timers. I don't know the exact percentage, but I would say when you look at a daily set of traffic, I would say, maybe 60, 70% of the people visiting the website are in the same boat as you. They've never been in an RV before, thought about it, thought about the adventure type travel, but done different types of vacations. We specialize in that. We keep the vehicles simple, as you know, and easy to operate and easy to drive. There's no real risk for the customer to consider when it comes to trying this type of trip. So I would say it's a big portion of our customers, and then we work hard to make sure they have a good experience so they come back. We generally find that after a first trip, if you do a trip with us, we'd love that. You end up coming back again and again to explore different parts of North America. Maybe this year it's Route 66 for the Centennial. Next year it's a national park.
Yeah. And is there a minimum amount of days that a person would need to reserve? Do you have that? Is it you have to have it a minimum of a week, or how does that work?
Yeah, so our minimum rental nights is 3 nights. So, you know,
Okay.
we find that to go camping for the weekend, a short weekend, is even tough, right? You're packing up for a trip and planning it. So 3 nights is the minimum. So we most of our customers are you know, starting at three and going up to a longer duration trip. But the average rental for us in the domestic market is about 9 to 10 days. So, you know,
Okay.
people are planning for a week plus to do a trip like Route 66, as you know, and cover all the ground and see all the amazing things along the way. You probably want to, you know, have at least 8 to 9 days. You can do it in 8 to 9, but it would be a little bit tight. But if I were advising anybody, I would say like a 14-day trip would give you the ability to really enjoy the stops along the way and not feel pressured to move from one location to another very quickly.
Okay. Well, that's all great advice. And before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know? And where is the best place for them to go to learn more?
Yeah, so this year we are buying new vehicles, which I think is important. So we're having a big fleet refresh. We're also opening up more technology around one-way rentals. We have over 100 locations in North America, with about, you know, 75% of them being in the U.S. And we also have business in Canada. And in the USA, we basically have all the FlyDrive locations covered, but a lot of the smaller cities where people locally would want to rent out of. So I'm excited about this new fleet because it gives customers a chance to hop in a brand new unit. So we're making a big investment into the USA for the coming years. We feel like the demand for the product continues to grow. People want adventure travel. And in order to book with us, you can visit us at just www.cruiseamerica.com. On that site, you'll find all the locations, all the information about the products, and we keep it simple, right? Small, medium, large motorhomes. We outline them by the number of people, so it's easy to plan. And I would encourage families, friends, anybody that's interested to just consider this type of travel because it's so different than your traditional vacation. And what I find is once people do it once, they tend to get hooked. And that's what the rental product's all about. Try it. If you like it, come back and see us again. If it's not for you, that's okay too. And yeah, I think just be excited for this year. We have World Cup as well, which will be exciting for, you know, hosting in USA, and just get out to the national parks, do Route 66. You know, these places will continue to inspire, and we're just very fortunate to have a product that gets you there.
Well, it sounds great. I hope our listeners do check out your website, cruiseamerica.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was such a pleasure. Great interview.
That's it for Fighter Friendly Travel Talk. You have been listening to my guest, Randall Smalley with Cruise America. For more information, log on to cruiseamerica.com. And for more information about today's show or just about traveling with Fido, log on to FidoFriendly.com. Until next time, travel safe and leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims with Fido Friendly Travel Talk.